Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business. Our goal is to motivate and inspire others to push limits, test boundaries, and climb personal ladders of success. My name is Tawny Bro, and I am very excited to have with us today Greta Douglas. She is dedicated to educating people on the importance of health and wellness. She is passionate about skincare and known as the skincare snob. She is the field diversity advisor for Trace Skin and helps empower women of all nationalities by building confidence, health, and wealth. I hope you enjoy. Greta, thank you so much for joining us today on Books, Beauty, and Business. We are so excited to have you.
Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. You are always such a joy to talk to, and the topics that you have to discuss today, I'm already getting excited about. So before we get started, can you just tell the listeners just a little bit about yourself, like your challenges and how you got to where you are today?
Okay, well, I started out in corporate sales and I got extremely frustrated with corporate sales, but I didn't know where I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And someone brought to me direct sales. And I thought, does that really work? Maybe not. And so I built my business on my lunch breaks. And that's how I began to figure out there is something to this. There is something to the direct sell market that they're not telling us. And it doesn't have to consume all of your time, but yet and still, it is an excellent second source of income.
Absolutely.
So that's how I got started.
Isn't it amazing today? I feel like a lot of people I talk to, kind of their passion project or their side hustle is now something that's driving more income for them and they have more opportunities. I do hear a lot of that.
I think that's very true because I think that they put us in this quote unquote resignation generation and they forced us home. You learned how to work from home more if you want to work from home more. Offices moved home. And then you realized, if I can do this from the comfort of my home, what else can I do from the comfort of my home? Not taking away from your employer's 8 hours, but maybe just building two or three for yourself. And then you began to see how easy it is. And when I talk to nurses and teachers, I think we're the most underrated, not loved people in the world. So, and I think that they put so much on us and expect us to give so much, but yet and still we're burnt out, we're tired. And it gets to a point that I have to ask them, what's your exit plan? Mm-hmm. I didn't have that opportunity to make that decision for me because I was furloughed. So I'm glad that I had started my side hustle and it was easy to transition into it being a full time. But what if you don't have a plan set?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go from there? Because the bills and everything continue. And if you find yourself as the single mom at home or both of you all are working and your income is just as important as your husband's or your significant other, how do you replace that without causing the stress, the drama? And then let's don't talk about if they homeschool kids again or somebody had to give up their career to stay at home. But yet and still, in the back of your mind, you say, oh, I can't do direct sales, but yet and still you're sitting there doing nothing and becoming frustrated when you could earn an extra $300 to $500 a month, not working the long hours and still being home with your family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really how I got started. And that's my passion now, to show how to do that.
So is that your big goal with Trace Skin? I know Trace Skin is the products that you are so passionate about. So I will give, I do want to give you an opportunity to talk about those too, but is that like what's driving you really with this business is helping people get that extra source of income at home?
It is.
Okay.
It is. And, at first I thought, oh, there's no way. We're in a shutdown. People aren't going, but it's how you present yourself. It's how you talk to people. And I believe in sharing on people and loving on people and letting them know that they're worthy. This is not the end of the world. It is simply a closed door.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to open it. You just have to open it and see what else is in store for you. And you don't have to work 18 to 20 hours and worry about being sick or bringing something home to your family. There's an exit plan.
Mm-hmm.
But let's think about this exit plan smart. We're not just going to jump out the plane and hope the parachute opens. We're going to know the parachute opens because we prepared ourselves. And that's what I'm trying to teach people. Do it slowly, but yet and still you can gradually get to where you want to be in 30 to 60 to 90. I always say 90 days, 60 to 90 days, you can increase your income, but you have to put the work in.
Yeah. That's such an amazing concept too, because I do believe that there are businesses out there that people just don't realize. And they're like, oh, I really want to do something new, or I'd like to try something where it's not a huge investment to where you're spending like tens of thousands of dollars on an inventory or a product or a franchise. There's things that you can do that you can get started with fairly easily, like the Trace Skin marketing, and you can have something up within 90 days.
Absolutely. We're very minimum. We have one program to come in on is $99. Okay, so when I'm talking to people, I'm like, so you don't get your nails done, you don't buy coffee, all those things you thought was your extra money, and you build it on yourself. You put it in yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then work your plan for 90 days. There is a possibility that you can make $500 to $1,000 with Trace Skin. I don't believe in saying, oh, drop your job, do this. No. We got to be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to do it in a manner of which you can see the growth and development coming as you're going. Mm-hmm. Because nobody wants to invest in something. I feel that sometimes direct sales will do you this way. They get you on a team. Oh, so glad you're here. You never hear from them again.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what I believe in. I think that we need to develop each other. Each of us brings something valuable to the table. And we can learn from each other. And if you're willing to learn from me, I can show you how to increase your income. And you bring something to the table to me. We're never above learning from each other. We just have to be open-minded to it.
Absolutely. And you have so much to offer people too, just inside of what you're doing and being such a leader in your organization. So, how did you find your love for Trace Skin?
Okay, absolutely. When the person came to me and told me about Trace Skin, I said, I'm not selling anything. No, I'm done. I did my 10-year run with another company and I was like, okay, that's it for me. I'm finished. I'm done. But they said something to me that stuck with me. Do not allow your complacency to stop you from a best run you could ever have. So I said, okay, I'll think about it. And I couldn't get that out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called them and I said, send me some product. Let me see if it works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then after I found out that it worked, then I called, I said, send me the comp plan. Let me see what that's about. And mm-hmm. it just grew. But what I really enjoy about Trace Skin is our true north is to help everybody else grow.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I think direct sales has it right. It's not about you at the top, but it's about everybody that you touch and you help and you share with. And that's what's making people successful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So while you're doing this direct sell business and you're out there teaching people and growing your teams and really helping each other, where do you find your motivation? Where do you find your inspiration to keep going?
From my five good friends. I mean, it's kind of funny. At the beginning of the year, I made a list of people who brought me value, people who brought me heartache. Mm. And I decided that I'm going to divorce the heartache people and hang around the value people. And I feel that once you surround yourself with women like that, they don't have to be in your same business. They just have to have the same mindset. And that makes such a difference. That really, really makes a difference on how I feel, how I act. Someone that I can pick up the phone with and just tell them the truth today has been ugly. And they just let me say, okay, so you got 5 seconds. Tell me why it's ugly. What can we do to make it better? Mm-hmm. Always putting the onus back on me, but yet and still listening to me. And I think that if you don't have that, any business is extremely difficult to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that you said you did this exercise at the beginning of the year and decided to surround yourself by like-minded people. I think your mindset, just as negativity can be contagious, ambition and drive and inspiration can also be contagious, or at least light the fire of creativity under you.
And that is so true. You know, if you talk to somebody and just think about it, now this dates me. Zig Ziglar used to say.
Yep, I love Zig Ziglar.
if a person comes to your desk and they tell you everything that's wrong with them, they just took all their monkeys in their cup and dumped it all on your desk. Then they walk away. Now you might've been feeling great, but now you have their monkeys and the monkeys that they made you think you had. So now you've got all this pile of negativity. How are you going to be functional? Mm-hmm. How are you going to be positive to move forward to do what you need for the day? So what you do is, when somebody brings you the monkeys, you throw up the trap and you say, not today. Mm-hmm. Not today. I'm willing to listen to you, but you need to take your monkeys back with you. Mm-hmm. You know, don't leave them here for me to solve. And I think that we as entrepreneurs, as business owners, we forget that. Yes, I'm your friend. I will do anything for you, but you can't leave your burdens with me and not at least. So ask me at the end of your conversation, so how are you? At least let's balance it, you know?
Yep.
And I think that people don't do that. So I made a conscious decision this year, 2022, to surround my people who bring value. Mm-hmm. And I trust that I bring a value to them, because I would hope that they did the same thing. And I hope that I'm one of their valued people. And you don't have to talk to a person every day for them to be your friend. But you do have to have that same mindset for you to be able to have a conversation. So that's
Absolutely. I love that. So while we are books, beauty, and business, you know, I am a huge reader. So I was just curious if you have a book that you would like to recommend.
I am reading for the second time, The Slightest Edge. Okay, so I read it.
You're going to laugh. Watch this. You're going to laugh.
I started it again.
Did you really?
I started it again. And my next book, this book is just kind of mind-blowing to me. I am like, it's kind of raw in some places, so I have to catch myself. But We Should All Be Millionaires. It's by Rachel Rogers.
Okay. And I will have these books in the notes if anyone wants to grab these. So We Should All Be Millionaires.
By Rachel Rogers.
Okay.
And then what you turned me on to, I am now reading The Miracle Morning for Networking.
Oh, nice.
So I keep those by my bed. I look at them. I review them. I believe if you read 2 pages a night before you go to sleep, 3 pages a night before you go to sleep, or you put it on Audible, you go to sleep with something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a big difference. Now, I also do at night a journal mind dump.
Tell me more.
Okay. So what my mind dump is I have a journal by my bed. Everything that I feel negative, that I didn't get done, that I could have done better, I write it all down on that piece of paper. And I tell myself, I forgive you because you're a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll work on these things tomorrow. But then sometimes when I look at the list, I'm like, well, don't have to work on that. Don't have to work on that. And you carry the next thing over to the next day. But I feel like when I release myself, it just makes it so much easier. Mm-hmm. Or you go to bed thinking, I should have done this. I should have done that. I'm not quite here. I'm not quite there. I need to get this done. No, no, you don't. You do need to prioritize, no doubt. But you don't have to beat yourself up because you didn't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the evening, I'll sit there and I'll say, so these three things go to the priority list. These three things really are a C. They're not an A.
Mm-hmm.
And I release it and I'm ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
It is that last thing I do.
Yeah. That's pretty powerful though too, because sometimes those thoughts will keep you up. And if you just get them out and onto that paper, it's like what you just said, it's that release that gives you the peace to actually go to sleep.
It does. And at first when somebody told me that's what they were doing, I'm like, well, that's weird. But you know, but see, this is the difference of when you're in a learning mode and in a closed mode.
Mm-hmm.
She told me and I said, what the heck? I'll try it. Mm-hmm. I mean, what can it do? I started resting better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I got it out in the open, in the air. I think that makes a difference.
I think it does too. And I like what you just said with the learning mode and the closed mode. I feel like, you know, life definitely has the cycles to it, right? Of us in those cycles. But man, I really feel good in the learning mode.
Yes. I think closed mode allows you to think of all the negativity and of everything that's wrong. And another book I was reading told you to look at your year in 90 days. Don't look at it like, okay, for me, I want this huge promotion. Well, now back it down to 90 days. What do you need to do in the first 90 days to get you to where you want to be? Then the second 90 days, then your year begins to look smaller. So therefore, it's not this huge piece of pie, but you're slicing it off. You're still getting the same thing that you want. You're just doing it in smaller chunks. That does not put as much stress on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it more reasonable.
Yes. Yes. Those realistic goals that monthly, quarterly, half year, I can get these things done that ultimately get me to my big goal much easier. That's a great exercise. I don't think we spend enough time. Like, that's another reason why I love this time of year, because I feel like we actually, even if we don't plan or do goals any other time of the year, this is a time we sit down and think, okay, what do I want to accomplish and how do I want to do it?
But see, this is what, you know what you want for the year, whether it's to grow your business 50%, 60%, whatever it is. That's a big number when you put it on your vision board and mm-hmm. you look at it every day. And here's this 60% number staring back at you and you haven't even done the 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do that to myself anymore. I put it down as a 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it. And then it goes up to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, because our mind plays the most tricks on us,
mm-hmm.
and to our mind more than anybody else or anything around us. If I can see that I'm accomplishing things, then that 60 doesn't look so big.
Mm-hmm.
But if I keep it at 60, all the things I'm doing to get there just seem like, oh, this is so minuscule. There's nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to learn not to be so hard on ourselves. We have to give ourselves permission to fail. It's okay. It really is, because I guarantee you, when you fail, you will figure out what you need to do differently, and that mistake won't happen again. You'll make another one, but you'll get past that one.
Yeah, and that perseverance that people need, I've been thinking about that lately too. It's okay to fail, because here's the deal. People get not complacent, but they think, oh, I failed, so I'm not going to try. Oh, I failed again. What's the point? I failed again. You just don't realize that next step or that next thing is your big break. And they give up before they get to that next thing. That is one of the things I've really been pondering of, like, I've been reading The Happiness Advantage, and really how you can continue to be happy on the journey, not just when you get to that destination of that big goal, right? The journey of it too. I love this. Go ahead.
There's a poem on my wall. It's called Don't Quit. It's by Anonymous. I don't ever know who did it, but we had to memorize it. What a pleasure. And now more than anything, that poem means the most to me. You know, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, it's at that point that you must try. And I just, you know, those are the points in life where we give up. Those are the points where we say, I can't do it. I'm throwing in the towel. But you're just so much closer to your victory cup, and you gave it away. Because you quit. You didn't quit on everybody else. You quit on yourself. And at the end of the day, I'm a mom, and I don't want to fail my children, but I can't be a blessing to them unless I'm a blessing to myself. And that was a very hard lesson to learn when trying to build your business. And I think it's okay. We can give ourselves permission.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So along with the books, Beauty and Business, that's your book recommendation. And I'm going to love this coming from you. What is your favorite beauty tip?
Wash your face.
I love that.
Wash your face. How many people go to bed with makeup on? I'm so tired. I can't wash my face. And then you wonder, why do you have the adult acne or the breakouts and everything? If you want to be good to your face, wash your face. That's the best thing you can do for it. And don't wash it with hard soap and water. Use a medical grade aloe vera based product that will heal and soothe your skin. But no, seriously, wash your face. That's the biggest tip I have. Yes. And be very careful when you're washing around your eyes, because that's what cracks the wrinkles. When you start putting too much pressure around the eye area, that's okay. Very delicate skin. So you don't want to wash around your eyes with a heavy washcloth or anything. You want to lightly clean around the eyes so that you don't damage that tissue.
You're so full of great advice for us.
I'm a skincare snob.
I love that. Okay, so what are your favorite daily tips for success?
Journaling. Well, first of all, here's my biggest tip to everybody. When you get up in the morning to feel like you've done something accomplished, make your bed. Because if you make your bed, that's your first accomplishment of the day. So you turn around, you look at the bed, the pillows are all pretty, however your bed looks, and you say, dang, that looks good. Accomplishment number one. Get you going. The second accomplishment, thanks to my morning networking, I don't come straight downstairs for my coffee anymore. I actually make my bed, go take my bath, beat my face, and then come downstairs for my morning coffee. Because that way, I'm already dressed and I'm alert. I'm ready for whatever the day has for me. And then I have my coffee, meditation, journal, and prayer. And then I'm ready. Those are my five steps to get ready for the day. And honestly, I think the biggest difference was not going from making my bed and downstairs to make coffee, get sidetracked, and then it's noon and I'm still in like my jammies or something.
Yes.
Now I get up, make my bed, take my bath, get dressed, do my face, come downstairs. So if something does happen, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I'm walking out the door. And I'm also going to bed earlier and getting up at 5 a.m. again.
Ooh. That's that early morning.
But you get so much done.
I completely agree. How long have you been doing this morning routine?
How long ago was it when you introduced us to the book? Since the summer.
Okay. And how has that changed your life?
It's made me more focused. And I don't feel like if somebody rings the door about, oh my God, I'm not dressed, I gotta go dress. Or I have a 10 o'clock meeting and I'm like, it's 8:30 and I'm still running around the house. It gives me that focus that I need and allows me to be able to take care of Dad and do the things that I need to do. Mm-hmm. And then I don't feel like my day is incomplete. Because I've handled all my objectives.
Yes. I feel like there's a strategy sometimes to being proactive around your day instead of reactive to, and giving yourself kind of that direction. So I definitely am a big proponent of, I love the journaling that you do at night, the mind dump. And then preparing the next day. Like, I'm a to-do list girl. Like, I love to make my list, cross them off, and know what I'm doing. I'm a task master. Like, you give me a task and like, I'm going to get this done and go to the next one. So I definitely see a more productive day when I start it the right way.
I guess because of some of the things I used to do in life, we always used to have a program. So you knew exactly where you were going to be. So in my calendar or whatever, that's what I use the beginning months, you know, like that January, and then you'll have all 31 days. That's my program board. So I cut out my accountability time, my must-have times, and then things I want to do time. And it's a list, but it keeps me focused on it.
Mm-hmm. I love this. So do you have any additional motivation or advice for the ladies listening?
I think my biggest advice to people for 2022 is to believe in yourself. Quit sitting on the sidelines of life and go do something you want to do. Don't let all the negative that you've heard why you can't do it, don't allow that to stop you from stepping off the edge. Get in the game. Get in the game of your life. Mm-hmm. Of your life. And make it work. Believe in yourself and make it work.
I love that. You're very inspirational.
Thank you.
And I will have all the details for TraceSkin and your contact information. So ladies, if you are interested in learning more about the products and the business that Greta has, all the information will be there for you. The book recommendations as well as the beauty tip. Thank you so much, Greta, for being on. And I also wanted to say, are you doing a fitness challenge? Aren't you coming up?
Yes, we are doing the Ideal Body Challenge now. It is a way for you to energize, get healthy on the inside out, but it's a 30-day habit, 4 weeks.
Okay.
To help you get into the shape of eating correctly, taking your greens and doing your peak and your cheat pill, your TraceSkin, but more so than anything, increasing your water intake and being conscious of what you're putting in your body in the first 4 weeks of the year. Makes such a difference. Now, I love to eat, so So Trey Skinny has to be my daily friend because I'm not going to give up eating. And I'm just not. But I do believe getting up in the morning, getting your greens, getting your body alkaline and detoxified helps a lot. Mm-hmm. And then having the peak to help give you that mental clarity and focus helps as well. And with the Ideal Body Challenge, we have a Facebook page where we give you helpful tips. We're going to have recipes and things to help you live a better life. I do not believe in the four-letter word diet. I think that is a cuss word in any language. So I just think that you need to be true to yourself. You know when you've overdone it, but how do you get back into that balance? Mm-hmm. And exercise? And that's where we need to be. It's time for us to get off the couch.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Well, I'll also put a link to your Facebook page if anyone is interested. And if it's past the January mark when you're hearing this, you can always reach out to Greta for more information. Thank you so much again for being on Books, Beauty, Business. It was a pleasure.
It is a pleasure to have talked with you. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.